was torture in that twilight zone, with the lights all off and the TV on. Somehow something did not belong, and what belonged was no longer there. And he tried to push the thought away, and he wondered what the day might bring, but didn't matter much anyway, 'cause it was out of his control. And he briefly hoped the phone might ring, and he'd hear a voice like an angel sing. She could have said anything to melt his pain away. Oh, but he stopped himself, 'cause it ain't no use, and it borders on self-abuse. Imagining some kind of truce in a war that's lost and gone. He remembered a scene from his childhood days with his mom and his bros down by the bay. How he used to hate those waves that tore his castles down. And he remembered a day in July he left his mom for a job in Lafayette. Ended up tangled in a net from which he could not escape. She was pretty as the first spring day, stormy as the month of May. Always seemed to get her way, no exception to the rule. And he was 14 months under her thumb when he woke up to find his day had come. He loved her better than anyone, but she was leaving him behind. Thought once more on the words she'd said. She packed a blue suitcase on his bed. Wasn't anything you did more what you failed to do. Oh, and he licked his lips and he rubbed his eyes, and it shouldn't have come such a surprise. She was young, pretty, and full of life, while he'd been full of fear. That fear was gone now, that much he knew. But it was far too late, and he knew that too. Noticed it was quarter till two as he took it from the drawer. He opened the box and he put one in, and lifted the barrel beneath his chin. Spoke her name out loud, and then he took his pain away.